This is Sheila Winstead speaking on behalf of Rose Oconee Historical Society. In the collection at the Rose Oconee Museum, I found a copy of a Wenner family history written by Bert Wenner in 2014. This part of it is called The Early Years of the Wenner and Mork Families in America, 1890 to 1925. Grandfather Gustav Andreas Lambert Wenner migrated as a young man from Uppsala, Sweden, to southern Minnesota in the late 1800s. His future wife, Ellen Wilhelmina Peterson, was a girl of 10 when her family arrived from southern Sweden. I still have the handmade wooden trunk he used on his journey to America and the small Swedish-English dictionary he used en route. Grandfather, called Lambert within the family, established himself in Little Stockholm, namely Minneapolis, as a painter and muralist. There he met Ellen, an accomplished seamstress, who managed a small boutique and created gowns for well-to-do residents, including one for the governor's lady. They married in 1895 and then moved west to Litchfield, where some of Ellen's family lived. Then, in 1901, with their three tots, Lambert, Carl, and Albert, they moved, via train and horse cart, almost 400 miles north to Rose Oconee on the Manitoba border. Why they left the family life and comfort of southern Minnesota is unknown, except that Grandfather was something of a dreamer and sought new opportunities. Their destination was Malung, a small Swedish community where they obtained free farmland under the Homestead Act of 1864. Homesteads were still available in this sparsely inhabited area, thus far avoided by early pioneer farmers due to its severe winter climate, marginal soil, short growing season, and long distance from railroads and urban centers. The majority of newcomers to Malung and nearby Roseau, the county seat, were Swedish and Norwegian. Most of them were farmers, artisans, and tradesmen coming directly from the old country. Even when I was a lad in the 1930s, their languages were heard as often as English on Saturdays when they came to Roseau for their weekly shopping. Of the 10 earliest churches in Roseau, 3 were Lutheran, as were most of the outlying rural churches. Sunday sermons were often delivered in Swedish and Norwegian as late as the 1930s. About 1912, a high school was established in Roseau. The Wenners then moved closer to the city, enabling their sons to attend the city schools instead of one of the several one-room schoolhouses scattered across the county. They now had 4 more sons, Clarence, Horwald, who died as a child, Ernest, and Leo. They sold their Malung farm and purchased an 80-acre plot of land a mile east of Roseau along the main but rough graveled road, Highway 11, traversing the county from west to east. Grandfather and the older boys constructed a small house consisting of a kitchen and living room with an attic upstairs for the boys as beds. Later, they added a bedroom facing east to enjoy the morning sun and a closet downstairs. In time, they added a barn, granary, ice house, honey house, hen house, and a small log cabin for their hogs. Aside from basic subsistence needs, they planned to establish a dairy farm and supply the growing Roseau community with fresh milk and cream. Meanwhile, Grandfather continued his painting, drafting, designing, and interior decorating, even though there was little demand for these services in this frontier community. But the life-sized mural he completed for the altar of the Swedish Lutheran Church demonstrated his talent and was widely appreciated. Unfortunately, Grandfather Wenner died in 1915, at the age of 50, leaving his wife with 6 boys to support. Grandmother Ellen, a plucky and very capable lady, continued to manage the farm with the help of her older sons, but World War I had begun and Lambert, the eldest son, enlisted in the Navy for 3 years. After basic training at the Great Lakes Naval Training Station near Chicago, he became a pharmacist mate based in Cincinnati, Ohio. Following his naval tour, he returned to Roseau, where his naval skills qualified him as a clerk at Heyerdahl's drugstore. But his true ambition was to be a pharmacist. In 1924, he enrolled at the University of Minnesota and went to the Twin Cities to begin his training. In 1925, Grandmother Ellen died. Lambert felt obliged to return home to help his younger brothers develop and manage their dairy farm. By now, there was competition from a new creamery in Roseau and from other farmers, including a neighbor, Earl Rowley, who had a large barn, a sizable herd of dairy cattle, and his own milk processing facility. So Lambert returned to his job at the local drugstore, mortgaged the farm, and invested the loan and much of his Navy savings in quality livestock and additional machinery to improve the efficiency of the family dairy. He studied animal husbandry and dairy management and enlarged the herd of Holstein cows. Carl, the second son, left home to manage a farm for an aging Swedish farmer and political activist named John Holmstrom. Later, Carl managed other farms for absentee owners, including Dr. Delmore, the family physician. Albert and the two youngest brothers remained on the farm for another year or two, but Clarence mounted an old Model T Ford, headed west to California, and began a new chapter in his life. I'll continue reading the Wenner family story next week. Thanks to Wild 102 for this time to tell our county stories.